This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, 855-993-7569. We're talking about whatever it is that's on your mind, and you can see that conflict isn't necessarily limited to the world stage, and that impulsive, nonsensical acts of violence aren't necessarily, we learn those probably with our mother's milk, so it's one of those things, unfortunately, that human beings are very prone to do. It's not clear whether other species have behavior that looks like terrorism. maybe because we don't understand other species well enough, and we tend to be anthropomorphic. We tend to superimpose human characteristics on animals that are not human at all. So that's I don't deal with politics on a world stage. I deal with politics on over the backyard fence. That's what psychologists do. I guess sociologists and anthropologists as well. So if you've got something on your mind, we decided today, in the light of the suicide bombings in Belgium, which are particularly senseless. I'm not sure that any bombing is ever sensible, but there's at least some perverted logic that you can at least follow. This one makes no sense whatsoever on any level, except somebody, I guess, who doesn't like chocolate. It's just beyond. I mean, the human beings wanting to just destroy other human beings makes no sense to me. I can see arguing. I can see wanting to get your point across. I can even see frustration at some point. And I can probably even understand why you'd throw a brick through a glass wall. But hurting another human being, to what purpose? What have you gained by doing that? Makes no sense to me. Never has. At any rate, so we're talking as our antidote about people doing good deeds. And short of Alan, everybody seems to have gotten in the spirit of this, of doing random acts of kindness just for the sheer fun of it. Every once in a while, you can just surprise the daylights out of somebody just by doing something nice and unexpected. Let's see what other people have come up with.
All righty. Mary says she told a woman she dropped something when she was getting out of a car. I did not pick it up myself because she was closer than me. So somebody must have dropped something when they were getting out of their car, and she let them know.
She just let them know it didn't, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think that all of us have done that. Actually, that's one of my favorite examples. I was on a walkway, a public walkway, and somebody was walking toward me, and I don't remember why he was... He dropped a dollar bill, and it landed right in front of me, and so I picked it up and ran after him and said, "Sir, you dropped it." And there were three construction workers sitting on a bench there, and they said, "I can't believe you did that." And I said, "Why should I have split it with you? It was a dollar. If it was 20, maybe we could have negotiated." Or I guess they said, "How much was it?" And I said, "It was a dollar." And they said, "Well, if it was more, we could have negotiated." I remember thinking, how we're going to divide, each of us get a quarter out of this. But it was one of those things. And in some ways, I guess it's really instructive, because people giving me a hard time, and then they were doing it kind of tongue in cheek. And I think it was vaguely flirtatious, but they were basically saying, "Why don't you just keep it?" And in fact, they may have actually said that at one point, and I said, "A dollar?" Mm-hmm. With the idea being, why would you corrupt your soul for a dollar? I mean, if it was $100, maybe. I don't know. And I found money on the street before, but this was so obviously, if it's not clear whose it is, I mean, you give it to the next homeless person you run into, or, you know, put it in the collection box or something. But for this, it was obvious it was his. Maybe he was putting money in his wallet or something. But it was clearly his. I just went after him, gave it to him. But got a hard, no good deed goes unpunished. They gave me a hard time about it.
Uh-huh. All right. Lee turned in a wallet to the grocery store she found in a shopping cart.
Good for her. You know, I've done that a couple times. The first time I found, it was maybe about 10 or 15 years ago before everybody had their iPads. And it was a what do they call it? Not called PDR. It was a handheld device. It was, what were they called?
A PDM or PDC.
Yeah, whatever it was. I can't remember exactly what the name of it was. But you get, you know, they were very uncommon,
yeah,
and they were very expensive. And I found one. Somebody had left it at a payphone. You can tell how long it was because people still had payphones. And so it had the person's name and address, and it turned out that they live fairly close to me. So I called them up and said, I found your PDR, you know, and shall I bring it by? And you'd think, you know, maybe he was very suspicious. He said, was there a reward, or no, I'll come and pick it up. Or, I mean, it was a bizarre kind of thing. And the thing was worth, in fact, I found a couple of them. I found a camera once at the airport, a very expensive camera, and I turned it in, and someone said that was stupid. What I should have said was, I found a camera. If someone reports a camera is missing, call me. Because whoever I turned it into just took the camera. So that and then I found one at the theater. Again, I found an iPad. And I did the same thing, and someone said, why don't you just tell them if somebody loses one to call you? It never occurs to me to do that. I clearly do not have the right instincts for this. But I found a wallet once in a cab with the same response of this guy. I said, well, it's got I can drop it off with your doorman to drop it off to you. And he didn't want me anywhere near his house. Maybe he thought I was a pickpocket or something. But it was really, I mean, in each of those cases, people have not been very grateful about the fact that I turned something in that I could just as easily have kept. I don't know.
Yeah.
People are suspicious, I guess. No good deed goes unpunished. There we go.
I found what it is. It's a PDA.
PDA.
Not to be confused with a public display of
affection.
It's a personal digital assistant.
There you go. Yeah, you're right. I knew PDA is public displays of affection as well.
Yeah. Marianne, I took a load of refugee children to Reptile Rendezvous at the Royal Botanical Gardens.
What was it again?
She said she took a load of refugee children to Reptile Rendezvous at the Royal Botanical Gardens.
I wonder where that is. In England?
I don't know.
In London? It sounds interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Refugee children. Good for you. Alrighty, good.
Mark, he volunteer teaches a craft class to gay seniors monthly. Great fun.
What does he teach?
A craft class.
Craft class, got it. Good. I mean, there's some really wonderful documentaries about kids teaching elderly people about how to use computers and how well that works.
Yeah.
Look, doing anything, I'm a great fan. I have a sister who at one point put together a group called Oaks and Acorns, where they had elementary school kids, especially young kids, sometimes kindergarten and preschool kids, dealing with elderly people. It worked really well. You'd think it wouldn't, but it does.
Nice. Timothea?
Okay.
On Wednesdays, I go into my daughter's school and volunteer to make copies for them and all the teachers. This way, their planning time can be used for planning and not prepping. On average, I end up making at least 1,000 or more copies each week.
Wow. Copies of, like, what?
I would assume...
Lesson plans and
say,
stuff like that?
Yeah, I would
assume. Or maybe stuff to hand out to the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. 1,000 a week. How many days a week does she do this?
She didn't say. Oh, just on Wednesdays, so I guess just one.
That's a lot of copies. Of course, I guess the machine, it's not like she's doing it with a quill and pen, I suppose. 855-993-7569. Good for all of you. Gold stars. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Dean, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Thanks for taking my call, Dr. Brown.
Sure, Dean.
I'm 40. I've got a 7-year-old daughter and a 4-year-old daughter. I got a call from the principal the other day that my 7-year-old was scratching on the bathroom walls at school. And this is just after the principal made an announcement for them not to do these sorts of things because it's an issue at the school.
What was she scratching?
She scratched her name, and she scratched a question mark and a bunch of other artwork on the walls. I asked her how she did it, and she said she used her fingernail. So we went to the school next day and had a meeting with the principal, and I looked at the damage, and it was not a fingernail, it was a thumbtack that she used.
Right.
And I got that out of her. So
right.
Already she's misbehaving. Now she's lying.
Well, but Dean, wait, before you go off the deep end, I know parents, every parent since Adam and Eve have said, not only did you do it, but you lied about it. But everybody lies about it. I mean, if she said to you, Dad, I used a thumbtack, she knows she's going to get in a lot more trouble than if she said, I just used my finger. So she thought she could get away with it. She's seven. And what you explained to her is that, I mean, I suppose you can punish her doubly for it. But, I mean, realistically, People lie when they're busted. So I don't think you've necessarily given birth to the Antichrist here.
I think my real issue is she coaxed into it by her friends.
Doesn't make any difference. Not the issue. The issue is she has to take responsibility for her behavior.
She did. She wrote a letter of apology and she read it to all the girls in the school.
Okay, good.
And we're giving her taking away some privileges at home for lying, and we'll let it drop. But it's difficult for me because I feel as though she's not coming to us with, like, not opening up to us.
Dean,
and
do you remember? Did you go to your parents? And when you did you get punished for anything when you were seven?
Never.
You were perfect.
I wouldn't do such a bad thing as that.
No, you were a perfect child. Are your parents still alive?
Yes.
Okay. Go and ask your mom what you lied about.
I talked to her.
Yeah, and you
I
did.
I talked to her this morning.
Yeah, you did.
And she laughed about it. And
yeah.
Said, give her head a shake. She's seven.
Yeah. And, the point is, look, the kids lie for the same reason adults lie, to deal with the discrepancy between what is and what they wish was the case. All right. They also lie because they naively think they can get away with it, which is why adults lie as well. Here's my deal. And I raised a daughter who is, she has an incredibly naive mother, and she's really good at convincing anybody of anything. And I understood that very early on. My kid, when she was about three, convinced me that a puddle on the floor was from a leaking roof. And I absolutely believed her until I was cleaning it up and it smelled strangely like urine, you know. And but I bought it, hook, line, and sinker, even though it was a three-story house and the roof was literally two stories away. I bought it. So I realized when she was about three that I had a real issue here because I really didn't want to go through life helping a child to believe that she could con everybody, including her mother. So my deal was, if I was sure she'd done it, I punished her. I didn't ask. I punished her. I said, you know, you did this wrong. You're not allowed to do this. Here's the deal. If I wasn't certain, and I mean certain be 100%, not 99.999, 100% certain, I would punish her. If I wasn't anything less than certain, I would say, if this happens again, this is the punishment. Because the point about punishment is deterrence. So if it's already happened, punishing somebody in theory isn't a deterrent. It's already happened. What you want the kid to understand is it ain't going to happen next time. On the other hand, if you accuse a child of something that they didn't do and punish them, you've just made a homegrown terrorist in that they feel that no matter what they do, they have no access, there's no truth, there's no justice, so they should do anything. So, and six or seven is about when kids begin that first foray, other than my little charmer, into lying. Because they're around peers, as you point out. They're in first and second grade, and there are all sorts of things, and they begin to understand the difference between right and wrong. And as you also point out, very accurately, that peers become more important than parents. That slide has already begun. So
can I interrupt you for a second? My brother was very much like my daughter in that he would listen to peer pressure and he wouldn't really stand up for himself.
Well, but Dean, don't make that assumption. It sounds like you're not crazy about your brother, and you're sort of saying, "Aha, this is the genetic, you know, the genetic heir to my brother," because that'll get you in more trouble than sword. Tell me about the deal with your brother.
This is the issue, really, what it comes down to, is the peer influence. He was basically a very friendly person, so much so that he didn't stand up for himself when a friend of his brought a gun to a party, and he was accidentally shot, killed because of it.
Your brother was killed?
Yes. So.
Well, but Dean.
It's the issue. It's not my brother. brother dying. It's the peer pressure. And how do I...
How old was your brother when he died?
22. 24. I was 22. It's
how are we assuming that was... I mean, you didn't go to parties with your friends when you were 22?
I did, but I didn't allow them to bring guns.
Did somebody ever try and bring a gun to one of your parties? No.
No.
Dean, listen to me for just a minute. You've got to go and find a therapist and do some work about that, because it's baggage that you're carrying that is going to distort your life. And it's not accurate. The idea of deciding that your brother was killed because he couldn't resist peer pressure makes no sense. First of all, he's 24. Second of all, telling somebody, gee, you know, you're my friend, but don't bring a gun to the party, that isn't how things go, ever, in any sense of the word. And I don't want you to sort of have this affect not only your parenting, but your relationships and your perception of your brother and everything else. This is, I'm sure, it's tragic and unfortunate, but it had nothing to do with peer pressure. Nothing.
It was a common theme with him. I would like my girls both to be able to think for themselves.
Dean, I hear. I'm not disagreeing with that, but hear me. This has everything to do with your brother. Everything. And always will. And you need to make sure that you are not so harsh to your kids that they turn away from you because of something that you've construed in your own mind. You know, it's really interesting. I read an article yesterday that said we always have to find some reason for tragedy, that it was, you know, we always have to assign some fault, because otherwise it becomes unthinkable to us. But sometimes we have to accept that things aren't logical, that there is not a progression that we can understand. And I think this is one of those things, I mean, I can't emphasize too strongly that this is something that you need to come to grips with, not only for your daughter's sake, but for your sake. Because I think you've misdiagnosed the problem with your daughters, and I think you've misconstrued the issue with your brother. And until you can sort of get some sense, and it may be more painful than this kind of comforting but inaccurate perception that it was all about peer pressure. If he'd been able to resist peers, he would still be alive. I mean, that peer pressure has nothing to do with a gun. And nothing, I mean, I can't emphasize too strongly that this is something really important for you to do. It will change your life. It will make you very unhappy for the short term. But it will give you some truth. It will give you some accuracy, as opposed to clinging to something that makes no sense, that is going to distort your worldview, your world values, and how you parent.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com. Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results. Hey everyone, with 20-plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans. These high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the DBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now, 800-587-3948.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Now available to own on video and DVD.
All righty, well, we've got three biggies, and we've got Turn, which is a TV show about Washington spies, which I've never seen, but I will mention it just for purposes of inclusiveness, I suppose. All right, we've got The Letters, which is Juliet Stevenson, Max von Sydow, a story about Mother Teresa. And I think Mother Teresa has just been, there's something going on with her. I think, isn't she just been declared a saint by the Pope? I think so, at any rate. Rutger Hauer is also in this. She received her initial call from God in 1946 to help the poor, the sick, and others who were suffering. This goes through 50 years of correspondence with her spiritual advisor. Her story is revealed to the eyes of a Vatican priest recounting the life work of this Nobel Prize Award winner who, even with her unbreakable spirit, ended up feeling abandoned by God. Juliet Stevenson is wonderful in this. I personally felt that she should have been nominated for an Oscar for it, but it's a movie that nobody saw. It's an interesting time in history, and it's an interesting look at a woman that has become larger than life. And when people become larger than life, we lose some of the humanity of it. It's a wonderful portrayal. There may be some people who are offended by how, in some ways, human she is, and given the fact that I think she's about to be granted sainthood, I thought it was terrific. And Juliet Stevenson is an actress that you don't see all that often, but she's wonderful when you do see her. Daddy's Home, I thought, was a much better. I went in kicking and screaming, gnashing of teeth. Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg, and I thought it was really, I thought it was fun and smart, and there were some silly points in it, but the competition between dad and stepdad, and it plays out much smarter than you think it's going to, and Mark Wahlberg, I think, has turned into a really good comic actor. I mean, Will Ferrell, we never doubted his comedy chops. And he's kept under control in this movie, which is big. I mean, he tends to be a little over the top, and somebody kept him under. Let's see who was directed by Sean Anderson, John Morris. Maybe it took two of them to wrangle him into some kind of reasonableness. It made $150 million, which isn't bad at all. I thought it was really a fun movie. I enjoyed it much more than when Brad, a radio executive, marries Sarah, his dream of becoming a parent finally comes true as he takes on the role of a loving stepfather to his two kids. When Special Ops Agent Dusty, who is the child's biological father, suddenly comes back into his kids' lives. Conflict ensues between pleasantly mannered Brad and free-willing Dusty when Brad and Dusty go to ridiculous lengths to fight for the children's affection. It was smart. It was funny. There's one knockdown, dumb, silly kind of stunt, but which is so silly and so stupid and so over the top that you'll get a kick out of it. But the rest of the movie is surprisingly, if not subdued, at least reasonable and smart. However, having said that, the DVD that will probably get the most traction this week is The Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 2. Now, it did not get great. I guess its ratings were about 4.5 out of 5 stars. It runs 2 hours and 16 minutes, which is a bit long. Stars Jennifer Lawrence again, Josh Hutcherson, Liam Hemsworth, Woody Harrelson, Elizabeth Banks, Julianne Moore, Philip Seymour Hoffman, believe it or not, Jeffrey Wright, Stanley Tucci, Donald Sutherland, so a terrific cast. This is the setup for the last one. After the destruction of her home district, Katniss Everdeen, the girl on fire, has survived. Now symbolizes the Mockingjay. She serves as the face of the rebellion against the Capitol. With Panem in the midst of war, Katniss must work with Gale and the rebels to overthrow the Capitol, all while dealing with a president who wants her dead, a brainwashed PETA, and great sacrifices by her friends and family for the cause. Still tied up in a seemingly endless love triangle with PETA and Gale, Katniss's strength is put to the test. I thought this was really Joss Hutcherson's sort of coming out in this movie. He was always viewed as kind of the wimpy second banana to Liam Hemsworth. In this one, he has much more of a pivotal role and has a great time doing it. This one has made $300 million, but it costs a lot more to make than Daddy's Home. But I thought it was enjoyable. It's clearly a setup for the next one. But still, having said it, this one, The Hunger Games, I think, first of all, is based on better material than the Deviant series. And as much as I like Shaley, I think that Jennifer Lawrence has proved to be a really significant actress with good chops. This is certainly the movie that put her on landscape, even though, what is it, Winter Games? Not called Winter Games, it was called Winter Something, whatever it was. I'll think of it in a minute. Is the one that I first noticed her in, but this is the one that really made her a Hollywood superstar. So you can get a kick out of, I mean, you're really talking about the DVDs are all over, something to appeal to everybody for this weekend. If you're thinking about, around here it's still vaguely wintry, but the letters, it's a really interesting personal view of somebody who is viewed as a saint, and how I think there was some fuss about that she wasn't portrayed particularly saintly, but very human, but still very extraordinary. Daddy's Home is great fun, and certainly for the number of, what is it, 2/3 of all marriages are second marriages these days or some such thing, or kids living with one parent or another. It's a a relaxed but intelligent perspective on the competition between dad and stepdad. I think it really works much better than you expect it to. The Hunger Games is fun entertainment. This one is certainly not as original as the first one, but at least they're not killing kids. I think this is, the third. And there's one more to go, so we'll see what happens. But they've got the advantage of Jennifer Lawrence and a terrific supporting cast and really good source material. So can't go wrong this week. And as I said, The Turn, Washington Spies, I know nothing about. I don't know about television, but that's your fourth option. So you can't really go wrong, and it's just what your particular taste is this week. And they've got something for everyone. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. All right, let me just mention, I think one of the reasons that we started doing the good deed was that I mentioned to Jake, because it happened really after our shift together last week, where I got a really nice note from my program director. And I'll tell you how unlikely it is and how paranoid I am. He wrote and he said, I just love you, I love the show. And I thought, oh my gosh, they're going to fire me. Which anybody in broadcasting is nodding their head and laughing and saying, yeah, I know, where's the but? And it wasn't. He just said, love the show, love you, keep up the good work. And it was a time where I was dealing, as I mentioned, with the loss of a friend and, some other kind of not crucial but difficult issues. And it just was such a nice thing for him to do. And I wrote him back a note saying how I actually called him and didn't get hold of him and left a message saying how important it was to me. And he wrote me back another note saying how important my response was to him. And I thought, how easy it is to say something nice to somebody. And we think it. And certainly if we're unhappy with somebody, that energy, that anger has its own energy supply behind it. So most of us are not terribly shy about saying, I can't believe you really did that. But to do the opposite, to just say, hey, thanks, somehow we find it more difficult, maybe because sweetness and gratitude don't have the same energy supply behind them, I suppose energy supply is as good a word as anything, but how easy it is to do and how it really makes everybody feel better. So I think that's maybe where the good deed came from, because I certainly felt what he did was a good deed. All right, so let's do some more good deeds.
Cool. We have Genevieve, and she held the door open for a woman with a walker. She was greatly appreciative.
Yeah.
It's always nice.
Yeah, that's an easy one, isn't it? Giving up your seat to somebody who actually needs it.
Yeah. Sam, I helped a homeless elderly man and gave him some food and money. Prayed for everyone around the world, man, woman, and child, and I felt great doing this.
Yeah. Amen.
And then we have Joyce. Good deed. I have a dear friend who no longer drives. We have a standing fancy dinner date once a month, and I take her and her trainee little dog to her vet appointments.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, here's where a good deed doesn't go unpunished. A teen wins a job after stopping a robber in an interview.
Yeah.
Now everybody's going to be taking their own robbers to interviews.
Oh, man.
Hopefully not. There you go.
Good stuff.
All right, so we got them done?
Yep. That's
all right, folks, think about today of just doing a good deed just for fun, all right? 855-993-7569. Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site, let alone a house? Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items, and they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per-item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com. And tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I have two more good deeds. One is that last week I could not remember the name of BuySellMakeOffer.com. I got the buy-sell right, but the make-offer somehow eluded me, so I owe them a mention, BuySellMakeOffer.com. All right, so what happens if you Google just buy-sell? But it's BuySellMakeOffer. Okay, .com, which is logical. It just didn't stick with me well enough. And the other was that Prince Harry from Great Britain went to Nepal to visit earthquake victims. Now, they've been living in tents for over a year. And, you know, not, to put today's Belgium terror attack in perspective, which is, I guess part of what I'm trying to do is offset terrorism by not letting people be afraid of the wrong things. The earthquake in Nepal killed 8,500 people.
Wow.
Yeah. Which is not to minimize terrorism,
right,
or the 30 people killed in Belgium, but to say that we need to keep things in perspective and not be frightened about the wrong things. But it turns out he actually was made a headman and went to visit the widow of some of the Nepalese soldiers that he fought side by side with in Afghanistan. So that's his good deed. And he sort of felt like by visiting people who were still living in tents that he could put some pressure on the government, who has been slow to react. Gee, have we heard this story before?
Yeah.
So that was his good deed. And mine was buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Because I owed them at least a mention. That was three, so they should feel happy with me. Then. I mean, you know, we really try and be very responsive to our sponsors because we're very grateful to them. All right, 855-993-7569. All righty, so how about... what you got here, an email? What do you got for me?
Yeah, I have a message from Trisha.
Okay.
She's got a question for you. She says, I'm 47 years old with four children and my own struggling kitchen design business.
Okay.
I have never dealt with issues, and about 11 years ago, my OBGYN prescribed me Paxil. I have tried several times to go off, but it seems like without them, I'm no longer the person I was before or during the use. Is there any suggestions? I was off the Paxil for about 6 months, and I was sad, cranky, and irritable. I still panic, even with the Paxil, just not as bad. Sometimes I feel like the Paxil just makes me okay with the issues rather than deal with them.
Well, I think that would be my point. You have to remember, underneath this, I'm a therapist, and one of the things that we know conclusively is the best way of dealing with either depression or agitated depression, which means depression with some anxiety attached to it, which is sounds like what you got here, is a combination of medication, traditional talk therapy, and exercise. So, and I would, let me emphasize, you don't put yourself on or take yourself off any psychotropic medication, because you can get all sorts of rebound effects that are truly terrifying and can be life-threatening. So this isn't something you do for yourself. I would hope that the person who put you on Paxil was a therapist, not your, well, you said it was your OBGYN, so we know it's not. So first of all, you wouldn't let your psychiatrist deliver a baby, all right? I've done it twice in elevators, but you don't want me to be delivering your baby if you've got other options, all right? So you don't want your OBGYN putting you on psychotropic medication. You want somebody for whom this is their specialty, that they see a lot of people, they know they're up to date on side effects, they're up to date on new medications, and they're up to date on a full spectrum of treatment, which includes therapy and exercise as well. So the first thing I would do is have your OBGYN refer you to a competent psychologist or psychiatrist. And I would probably, in this particular case, refer you, well, I don't know. I mean, you could do it either way. Maybe to a clinic that has both psychiatrist and psychologist on staff. Because if the issue of medication is operant, then you want somebody who for whom this is, again, their specialty, which would be psychiatry. On the other hand, most of us who are psychologists who are in private practice had affiliations with hospitals and with psychiatrists. So if we had someone who came in who needed medication or hospitalization, we didn't have to refer them. We could consult and keep them under our care, so they didn't feel that we were abandoning them. So find someone to help you deal with the underlying cause, and then you can deal with the medication helping you to have the space to deal with this without feeling like you're freaking out. And exercise just is really good for the body. It makes you feel like you're more in charge of your own life. If you ever decided, for example, I mean, look, what do when we feel nervous? We pace, right? It's our body's instinctive response to say the way to deal with feeling like you're going to jump out of your own skin is to move. That we basically lead surprisingly sedentary lives. And so if we allow our body to do what it was meant to do, which among other things is to move, then it can offset some of the rigors of our modern life, which have to do with stress. So what I would do is stay on the medication for right now. Don't put yourself, don't eat, increase or decrease the dosage. Go find, ask your OBGYN to refer you to somebody, or go find, or ask your family practitioner, or go find a clinic that has a good intake worker. Get yourself somebody who can help you deal with what's causing, what's triggering, what's... And, okay, you've got four kids and you're running a business, but that should be pleasurable, and you have to figure out how to cope with that. And are there things that, for example, should you have your husband do more cooking? Should there be more pizza in your life? Are you overstressing yourself by deciding that you have to make cupcakes for your 10-year-old? I mean, I don't know what you're doing, but you need to start looking and seeing why you're feeling this way, as opposed to just feeling like, let's deal with the symptoms, because that's what PAXA will do. It will deal with the symptoms. It will not deal with the underlying cause, which means, but the whole point about medication for, and this is obviously more than short term, is to give you the space and the energy and the, I suppose, confidence on some level, but mostly the space without being distracted to deal with what the underlying issues are. So, go find yourself a therapist, discuss, and don't take yourself off the medication at this moment, because any kind of psychotropic medication, you need to temper the dosage, not completely truncate it, because you get yourself in trouble that way, and see what you can do. It's not a bad idea, preparatory to that, for you to do a little bit of internal work on your own, of seeing if there are times of the day or times of the week or situations which make you more relaxed or less relaxed, which make you more stressed or less stressed. So you can begin to have some sense, because the more you can do for yourself, the more you'll feel in control of your life. Alrighty? So do not give up. Do not assume that you're going to be on Paxil your entire life. But do assume that you, as you say, you need to figure out underlying cause and be able to deal with things on a more holistic level. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show, no problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.